Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, our good buddy, Brian Costello, whose report is sponsored by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services, CSEA, Local 830. We work for you. By Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Suffolk County's number one volume dealer, and by Digital Ally, a proud partner of MetLife Stadium, Capture the Truth. Our good buddy, Brian Costello, very tight with Adam Gaze, but we love him anyway. Because I got to tell you right now, when I read this ridiculous column that you wrote 2 days ago about this massive rebuild that is going to take forever, be patient, give me a break. First of all, fix the offensive line, get me two offensive linemen, all right? And let's have our linebackers come back next year. That should only happen. C.J. Mosley, and Avery's probably gone. They're probably dumping him. Maybe actually get like a real guy that could play corner. Maybe this guy Austin can do it. I don't know. But, you know, it's the NFL. Don't tell me you can't be a good team next year. I mean, give me a break.
They could be a better team next year, but they're ways away.
Well, what if Donald's that good? What do you mean they're ways away?
They need a left tackle.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
They need a pass rusher.
Okay.
Right.
They haven't had a pass rusher in 100 years. They made the playoffs a few times without a pass rusher.
They did. I mean, you need a few of these things. They had a left tackle and was number one cornerback when they made the playoffs, and a serviceable quarterback. You know, those are the four building blocks, right? Number one corner, edge rusher, left tackle, and quarterback.
Okay, what if the quarterback's that good? I mean, I expect 5 more wins this year. Why should I not? We got the great quarterback, the quarterback whisperer, okay? He's hot. He's one. Yeah. If they better not lose to the Redskins, by the way. Oh, my God.
They don't have a number one wide receiver. They need a lot of things. And maybe Joe Douglas is a wizard and he can figure this out in 1 year. I just don't think he's going
to. I better. Because
He asked for a 6-year contract for a reason.
Come on.
Right?
It's the NFL. You don't need – this is not the NBA where, you know, you're never going to – you could never – sometimes never rebuild. You could get good right away. What if the quarterback's that good? What if he's – what if he is? I don't know. What if he is? And you act like this team
–
first of all, you act like this team has absolutely nothing. First of all, they got plenty – I know your offensive line's a horror show. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, horror show.
But,
well,
you do have Le'Veon Bell. You got Crowder, who's been very good. You do have Robbie Anderson, who still is a weapon. Say whatever you want about him. Even Demaryius Thomas has looked pretty good. And this Ryan Griffin has been okay. So
Those guys are okay.
All right, but you can beat the Redskins. You can beat the Dolphins. You could, you know, you could beat the Bengals.
Yeah,
and you could beat the Raiders and the Steelers at home. Give me a break.
I'm not arguing they shouldn't beat those teams. I'm not trying to excuse away, like, losing to the Dolphins. No way. Like, and they should beat the Redskins. They should beat the Bengals. They should beat the Dolphins in a few weeks. What I'm saying is anyone expecting this to be, you know, 11-5 next year, you're dreaming.
But is Gaze going to get another 4 years? So I'll be trying to be realistic. Let's say they go 5-11 this year, okay?
This year, okay.
Even though I think they should win, like they should be 7-9, but that's me.
Okay.
Let's say they go 5-11. Next year, I got to expect another crummy year? And I got to keep this coach around? Are you kidding?
I wouldn't argue you have to keep the coach around after next year. If he's another terrible year next year, bounce him, you know? But I just think some of these things are just being overlooked at how bad this roster is.
An excuse for the coach, an excuse for the horrific owner. That's me.
Well, have the drafts been good?
No, they haven't been good. But now we got the great Joe Douglas. I don't know what he is. He hasn't done anything bad yet.
He hasn't been able to do anything yet.
I understand. I get that. So I expect a huge draft. No matter where we pick, I don't care. I don't care where we pick. It's about who you pick, not where. And I.
But even if you have a huge draft, the best draft that I can remember for the Jets in recent years,
Mangold and DeBrickashaw.
Yes, 2006. Mangold, the Brickashaw. You also got Leon Washington.
Right, right.
Eric Smith was in that draft. He was a serviceable player.
Serviceable.
Even that draft was good.
He just got run over by Victor Cruz.
DeBrickashaw wasn't very good right away. You know, it might take a little time, even if he drafts well. It might take time for players to develop. So I just don't see this team making a huge leap quickly.
Here's my issue, Brian. And I don't know if you unfollowed me because of this, but I did notice that. It hurt my feelings. I cried myself to sleep one night. But, you know, you can be a bad roster. You can have a lot of injuries. and the coach can still be bad.
Yes.
So when you tweet, yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
All the games missed by starters, and then, but this is all on the coach. Come on, you're insulting all of our intelligence with that. We know that it's not all on the coach. We just talked about the Knicks. I think David Fizdale's a terrible head coach. Does that mean because I made that statement, it's all on David Fizdale? No, we know the Knicks have a bad roster. We know the issues with the Jets. I am telling you, based on what he did in Miami, based on what we've seen here, based on the fact that he makes bad situations get worse as a head coach, I don't think he's very good. I don't think he's the answer. And I don't think I'm irrational, maybe you disagree, to say I think this coach should be fired. I don't think that's irrational. But two things can be true at the same time, Brian.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And that's part of my argument. Because I feel like, I'm not on Twitter at 140 characters, but I've written it before. Part of my argument has been, you know, both things can be true. The coach can be bad and the roster can be bad, but it feels like the only focus right now is on the coach. And don't tell me it's not. That's all you guys are talking about.
You know why? You know why?
Because you fire all the players.
Because
fire the coach. But here, guys, name me one time a coach has been fired midway through his first season.
That's
in football.
That doesn't matter.
One time.
Look, whether it's whether Brian, my big issue. Hold on a second. My issue is not firing.
It was a good answer.
Lou Holtz got fired 13 games. Lou Holtz got fired 13 games.
No, he quit, Joe.
He did quit. He said it to us.
Bobby Petrino quit.
But Brian, my point
isn't. Got fired 8 games.
But Brian, my point isn't. Hold on, my point isn't. He has to be fired this moment. But the idea that he's going to come back next year because they've had a lot of injuries.
That's a different argument.
Well,
that's the
main point is he can't come back next year. All
right, that's a different.
Forget
argument.
About when they
my,
do. It.
My issue is saying fire him after 8 games. If you want to say at the end of the season, fire him. That's a different argument. I can see your argument. I disagree with it, but I understand.
Look, the main reason I'd be afraid
Monday morning after a football game, 8 games into the season. I mean, that's silly.
Well, because like, I don't want him to ruin Sam Darnold any more than he has.
If they lose to the Redskins,
he hasn't ruined Sam Darnold.
He's gone backwards. He's gone backwards.
It's a part of it. If they lose to this disgraceful Redskin team with a quarterback that can't play in the league. What is the owner going to come out and say? Because I'll tell you right now, I've seen it too many times. You know the deal, Brian. How many times have we seen this team come off a nice win and then not show up against some crummy team the next week? We've seen it over and over again.
I know. Yep.
So what is the owner going to say if they lose? They better beat the Redskins, I'll tell you right now. If they lose this game, what is the owner going to come out and say? He's going to come out and defend
games
again?
He's not going to talk. You know? Yeah. But, I mean, he said what he said yesterday, and you know, he's got to live with what he said yesterday. He made his bet.
You can't lose this game Sunday. They cannot lose this game Sunday. They can't.
They're underdogs, Joe.
Give me a break. Come on. Are you kidding me? Wait a minute. At least the Giants have what looks like a professional quarterback. Does Dwayne Haskins look like a professional quarterback?
No, I agree with you. I don't care
if they're underdogs. That just shows you how bad they are. But they're better than the Redskins. Come on.
I think they are, too. But Vegas is saying the Redskins should win this game.
It's a point and a half. It's not, like they're a 7-point favorite here. I mean, let's be real. And by game time, it'll be even. By game time, it'll be a pick.
Yeah, probably.
By the way, how many times
should win?
They better win. How many times in NFL history has an owner decided, let me give a head coach power, let me say I love the GM, let me have the GM pick all the players and sign free agents, and then let me give the head coach all the power? So when you talk about in the history of the NFL when things happen, trust me, the Jets are climbing that list of stupid things throughout NFL history, are they not?
I thought that what they did in the spring was completely mishandled. I understand where it came from, afterwards, but knowing that people weren't seeing eye to eye in the building and they felt like this was the way to get on track. But then I think compounding that mistake would now be blowing that up again. I mean, they just blew things up basically twice in 6 months. I think you got to give this guy a little bit of time.
Do you think he's the head coach to take them to the next level? Do you think he's the guy from what you saw in Miami, from what you've seen so far this year? You believe in Adam Gase, Brian? Seriously.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I didn't see Miami. I know the record, and I saw a few games, but I didn't watch Miami closely. I watched it. Like, I covered one team, and it's hard for me to watch other teams in the NFL covering one team. I can't. even on Sundays, I can't watch other games.
But you realize, understand one thing about why we were so against Adam Gase to begin with, but why we're continue to be the way we are.
I understand.
If this guy was a first-time head coach, I'd be giving him a lot more leeway than I'm giving this guy, because to me, this guy's already in his fourth year, not his first year. He's in his fourth year as a head coach, continuous. It'd be different if he was gone, maybe an assistant for 4 or 5 years, and they brought him back. I probably would look at that differently, too. But that's the issue with this guy. You know what I mean?
I understand, but they hired him, Joe.
Well, because the owner's incompetent. The owner's incompetent.
The GM wanted him. Like McCagney wanted him. So it's not like the owner just did this on his own. Let's not forget that.
But it shows how ridiculous it is, because then he gets rid of the GM after he lets him run the draft and free agency.
But now you're asking him. Now you're asking him to get rid of the coach who he let hire a GM in here.
Brian, you're right that it's all ridiculous. Let's find some common ground, right?
There's no doubt. Ridiculous is the word.
No bad doubt. Situation. I'm not coming here telling you this is all.
No.
But Brian,
here's my point.
Don't lose to the Redskins.
Yeah, obviously. Here's my point. Just because there's a bad situation, and just because, boy, it's never happened to get rid of a coach in his first year, just because it looks
bad.
No.
In the middle of his first year.
Fine.
Yeah.
Just because all of that are fair points doesn't mean you should stick with a guy if you're starting to get the hint that he's not the guy. You know what? Sticking with a guy because it's just the normal thing to do,
even if you know he's
not the right coach, I don't buy that logic.
Nope.
But you guys don't think he's the right coach. They do. I mean, they still believe in him. Christopher Johnson still believes in him. That's what he said yesterday.
Well, he wants to prove he didn't make a mistake. I mean, let's be honest with that, too.
I think he likes Adam Gase. I think he likes him, and I think he wants to stay with him. Sam Darnold talked to Surrey Sunday. And they didn't want him fired. Sam Darnold has been.
No, I understand. I understand. So I get it. I get it. Donald likes him. No, I get Donald.
Joe
likes
Douglas.
Him. I get
weeks
it.
Ago, Joe Douglas supported
but,
him. You know?
Here's what I needed to hear from the great owner yesterday. Okay, Gase is our coach. I expect this team to win at least 5 games the rest of the year. I need to hear that. Give me something. And give me something that I want to win a championship. Can I hear that? Does this guy understand this? Terrible owner. Does he understand it's been 51 years without even a Super Bowl appearance, and 9 years it's going to be without a playoff appearance? Does he understand that? Does he get that?
You know, I agree with you. I think they should talk about championships more. I thought when Adam Gase was hired, that was the day to do it. I think when you hire a new coach, that's when you do it. And they didn't do it that day. I don't know if right now they should be guaranteeing anything. And I don't think he's going to predict win totals.
But if they go 3-13, especially with the schedule they got ahead of them, how does he sell us that he's giving them another year? How is this owner going to sell that to us if they go 3-13?
It's going to be a tough sell. Yeah, it's going to be a very, very tough sell.
I mean, the fan base already can't stand the guy. How
are
you going to sell us that?
It's going to be a tough sell to 6-10, I think.
Well, 6-10, at least I will say this. If I see, like I said, if I see wins now coming out the rest of the year, I want 5-2. 4-3 isn't even good enough. I want 5-2. I do. Why? What's wrong with it?
I just don't think, Joe, I just don't. I think you're fair to say they have to beat the Redskins. I think you're fair to say they have to beat the Bengals, the Dolphins.
They can't beat the Raiders at home. They can't beat the Steelers at home. They beat the Cowboys at home. I don't expect them to beat the Ravens in Baltimore. How about beating the Bills? How about if the Bills are playing for a playoff spot? We stick it up their rear end at the end of the year. How about that?
I think the Raiders, Steelers, and Bills, you get one of them and you win the 3 games against the divisional teams. I think that's good. I don't think you can even dream about beating Baltimore and Baltimore.
No, I know that.
I'm dismissing that game. I think four and three, you should be happy at 4-3.
Well, endorsements this time of year obviously mean so much. Well, how about this endorsement? Maybe this is going to change my mind. Maybe this is going to change Joe's mind. You ready for this endorsement?
Can't wait.
Fireman Ed says they should keep Adam Gase for 2020.
Oh, my God.
He's endorsed Gase in 2020.
Is he on the payroll there with the – seriously, is he on – you got Fireman Ed, you got Buttle. Let's see, who else? I don't know. I don't even know about Ira. I don't know where Ira stands. He's not going to rip the coach because he thinks that him and they're tight, you know, so he's not going to rip them, you know? But, I mean, are you kidding me? Is Fireman Ed kidding? Is he serious?
I just read it on SI.com, man.
You're kidding. Give me a break. You like this guy? You're so high on this guy?
He's endorsed him.
When they lose to Washington Sunday, you're going to be, the coach is great. They better not. I'm telling you right now, it is so jet-like. If they don't show up, and I can see this like not even showing up for the game. I'm telling you, I'm delirious this week that they're going to lose to the Redskins.
I'd be shocked if they lost the Reds.
You'd be shocked?
What? I would be.
Well, hold on. How long have you been around the Jets? And you'd be shocked?
Just looking at it, guys.
He'd be shocked.
The quarterback hasn't got a touchdown yet.
Well, he's due. I'm telling you. They'll make him look like Doug Williams in Super Bowl 22. Would you be surprised? You really would be surprised by that? Come on.
I'd be surprised. Shock's probably too strong. I shouldn't say shock. I'd be surprised if they lose Sunday, and I'd be surprised if Dwayne Haskins carves them up.
Do me a favor, because you had the games that they've won, you actually picked them to win. So make sure you pick them to win this one, okay?
I think I'm
you have. Both of the games they won, you picked them.
8-1. 8-1 picking the Jets this year.
Is that what you want? So, and you're still doing, and why are you still doing this? You should be living on an island. You should be living on an island somewhere.
Yeah, I missed. The only one I missed was week one. I picked them to win that game, and they blew the 16-point lead. So
I have a very key question for you. Ready? What are your? It's like a political debate, presidential debate. I'm going to ask you your opinion on a subject, and you can tell us your opinion. What is your opinion on airplanes flying through the air?
Oh my God!
With it saying
really?
"Fire Adam Gase." What are your thoughts?
You had
Brian?
A problem with that? I don't know.
Even
get to that.
No, he did. Well, Brian, what's
your
answer?
Have a problem with that? Didn't you get on the fans about that? Did you?
I did not say anything about how you spend your money. That was somebody else. So I think I got kind of lumped in with another reporter I heard on Monday. I think they have every right to do that if they want to.
But
I don't think it's productive.
Why not?
I don't think
don't productive.
Because I don't think it has. I think it's. I don't know.
What do you
silly.
Think? Why is it silly? It worked for the Giants, 100 years ago. Why? But it can't work for us. Because the Giants are at least professionally run. Is that the reason?
Well, they weren't back then, Joe.
we don't have the commissioner doesn't really care about the Jets. He's not going to the Giants to say, here you go, I'm going to give you a real general manager. We don't have that.
I thought the idea in 1976 was clever.
But of course, in 2019, for a franchise that is approaching 51 years without a Super Bowl appearance, that's not.
I think 8 weeks into the season, I don't know. 51 years.
Then you weren't even born. Just think about that.
You were minus.
I know. And I look,
you be kidding
I'm not a
me.
Fan.
What
I'm not
should?
A fan. I never
you
tell
know
you
what,
guys.
Though? Okay. And I appreciate you not telling us what to do with our money. But then, what would you say to me or any other Jet fan, the guys
Sick
who did this?
Is what, I am.
What should you advise them to do to show their displeasure?
What are you supposed to do?
What should we do?
Don't go to the games.
Why? We're fans. We want to go to the games.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. That's the way to hurt them. Is not to go to the games.
Look, I know that's the way
to hurt
them.
The problem is we won't go and then have to, like when they play the Raiders, it's going to be like playing in a black hole. When they play Pittsburgh, there'll be terrible towels everywhere. We know that.
Your money speaks louder than any place. If you guys don't spend money on the team, that hurts them much more than
But this is what we are. We love our teams.
Am
we
I
want
supposed,
to watch them.
Am I supposed to go out and buy jerseys?
You don't think this sends a message? We're not happy with the head coach. You don't think that sends that message?
Christopher Johnson knows.
Not as much as dollars and cents.
Okay, but Christopher Johnson knows. Listen. I'm sure he knows everything that Evan and I say. He knows the fan base is completely disgusted with this head coach. He obviously knows that.
Yeah,
obviously.
I think he knows that.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares. The entire fan base. But I think he knows there is a segment of the fan base.
Not the entire
fan
base.
That is very loud.
What segment is that? Everybody under the age of six? Is that the segment?
Do you think John Idzik lost his job in any part to the actions of fans?
Can I explain why?
Oh, okay. That was the beginning of the end, by the way, Idzik.
Can I explain why?
Yes.
Because they were going to get rid of Rex at the end of that year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And to hire a new head coach to work with that GM, when it was clearly the GM was losing his grip on the team completely with the billboards, the plane, that press conference, the disastrous press conference, they would have never been able to hire a new coach. In January of that year, who's going to come work with John Idzik when it looks like he's on, a very short leash at that point? So they had to get rid of Idzik. It became so toxic. So I do think it did play a role with John Idzik.
Okay, is Adam Gase coaching his team 3 years from now? I want you. What do you think?
No shot.
I don't think so. No. I mean, the way this is right now, how can I expect that?
If John Harbaugh was coaching his team, if Mike, I'm not even saying Belichick, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, Let's see, who else you want to throw in there, bro? We could throw in there. That's a real head coach. If they were coaching this team would be better than they are now. Pete Carroll, they'd be better than they are now. With the same damn roster. Give me a break. Even Rex. That's right, even Rex. How much I wish Rex was still a coach of this team. Oh, my God. The biggest mistake,
you know, Brian,
Woody Johnson
Brian had Rex on his podcast.
Ever made. Woody Johnson's biggest mistake he ever made was dumping Tannenbaum, and that was the end of it. And then he should have left Tannenbaum and Rex alone, and I think they would have figured it out. I really do. I am so disgusted with this franchise. I'm disgusted with the owner. I'm disgusted with the coach. It's brutal. It's brutal. And it's getting worse and worse, and too many people are giving this guy a pass. He stinks. Look, we want to be wrong. Brian, I want to be wrong. I want to see Adam Gase give me a Super Bowl. I'm tired of the revolving door of coaches. I really am. I'm tired of it. I really am. But, I mean, let's be – you were even saying it 3 years from now. The guy's gone.
I'm saying it 3 years. I'm not saying it because, like I told you, I don't know what this guy's going to be as a head coach. I don't know. I haven't seen enough. And he's had I know you guys don't want to hear about injuries or excuses.
I don't want to hear about it. I really don't.
He had a ton of injuries this year. I don't know how good he's going to be as a coach. I'd like to see him get more of a chance than you guys would.
Well, he's obviously getting a chance.
The chance starts Sunday.
Sunday is the beginning of his chance.
Planes flying in week 8 of the season. I just don't see how in 3 years he's going to be given it up.
He's going to win.
Next year is going to be
the
game.
Start winning.
Year,
start showing. Well, here's what Adam Gase needs to do.
And maybe he will. Maybe
he needs to start showing the fan base that he's the real deal. And until he does that, he's going to be gone, just like every other freaking guy that's been here. It's disgusting. Thinking about it. It really is.
The funny thing is they haven't really had a revolving door of coaches.
I understand.
Todd got 4 years.
Well, he should have been gone after 2 years. That's because, the ownership was incompetent.
Right. You want Todd gone sooner, and Rex got 6 years.
Rex got six because he was actually a good coach.
He got the two title games.
I mean, he actually won four playoff games. He won four playoff games with the all-time butt, and I excuse that word, all-time butt of quarterbacks. He won four playoff games. And gets no credit for that. And Sanchez is a laughingstock. I even saw something in the paper yesterday. Oh, Donald, we can't get him to, maybe you wrote it, to the line where Sanchez is. What?
No, I don't think I wrote that.
Well, somebody did. Somebody did. I don't know who it was. Somebody was kind of putting, we don't want Donald to become Sanchez. Well, this guy won more playoff games than anybody in the history of the franchise. With Rex Ryan as the head coach, but he stunk. Get him out. He's a buffoon. When the media doesn't like him because he's a clown. Give me a break.
Wait. Rex was not run out of town by the media, Joe. The media loves Rex.
Well, who ran him out of town? Tell me, because it wasn't me. I didn't want him out. He got ran out of town. You know why I got ran out of town? Because the stupid owner got rid of Tannenbaum, brought this clown Idzik in, and that was the beginning of the end. That
he did have 4 seasons of,
This guy went 8-8 with Geno Smith. He went 8-8 with Geno freaking Smith.
But. The media, you can't blame the media for blowing Rex out. We were accused of giving Rex a pass for all those years.
It's not the media's fault. It is the incompetent owner.
That's
and
the
it's
incompetent
John Idzik's fault. John Idzik's
failure led
to Rex
no
losing
question
his job.
About it.
So
no,
that's who to blame.
No question
no
about
doubt.
It.
No doubt. Brian, you did
and by the way,
job.
I don't want anybody else from Alabama. I really don't. I've had only my team, only the Jets can find guys from Alabama that can't play in a league.
But
it's
I will take a pass rusher from Ohio State.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah, that will do.
Yes.
Vernon Golston?
Yeah. No, that worked out.
Oh, God. Thank you, Brian.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Brian Costello.
Pick up the win, Brian.
Yeah, hopefully.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.